Would you like to have any heart-to-heart talk that you can ask anything? I'll take up that point, what you would like. All of you are welcome. This is all I can say.
Would the Master expound on the precepts for initiation?
That's all right. First of all, we should know what initiation means. Initiation is no ceremony, no rite, no ritual, no offering. It is just like a school, a lesson is given. And that lesson, first the theory explained, inner. And then the experience is given, you see. We are all children of God. God is light, and we are also light, being of the same essence as that of God. But our light is enveloped by different coverings of the physical, astral, and cosmic, supercosmic. Just like a lamp, which is 2, 3, 4 coverings, it appears that is not, there is no light there. But when you shake off one covering, you have some light. When you shake off the other one, more light. And you shake off all coverings, you see it is all light. Similarly, we are light, children of light. But enveloped by so many coverings, you see. So initiation means just raise our soul, just shake off the covering first, which is of the physical body, which is iron curtain, I would say, to raise the soul above it, to raise the soul above body consciousness, physical consciousness, and open the inner eye to have experience of light, and also to open the inner eye to hear the voice of God and music of the spheres. This is what this actually means by the word initiation. To be initiated into the beyond. Learn to die so that you may begin to live. For that, what have we to do? We are souls, conscious entities. Our seat of the soul in the body, back the eyes. You must have seen someone dying. The life withdraws from the underneath, goes up to the back of the eyes, and eyes are upturned. Then the drop scene comes, what is called death. So seat of the soul in the body is back the eyes. But it enlightens the whole room, whole body. For those rain of the soul, you might say, which is living the whole body, so that to be withdrawn and brought to the back of the eyes. There the inner eye and the single eye opens, we see the light of God. That is what Christ said, if thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Now we have got two eyes. How the two eyes can become single? That's a practical question. Single, all of the masters say the third eye should be opened, that is back of the eye. But that opens only when our life current, our sensory current, is withdrawn at the back of the eyes. This is first step. And for that there have been many ways prescribed for that, and many of them are man-made. they are time consuming, difficult, hazardous too, and we are arranged in our fit for those details. They involve prana system, breathing, etc. Or by intellectual wrestling we come to some conclusion. But that is not seeing. So it is a matter of practical self-analysis. How to rise above body consciousness, how to die while alive. Saint Plutarch tells us, those who are initiated into the beyond, their soul has the same experience as the soul has the experience at the time of death. So we have to withdraw our soul to the seat of it, which is at the back of the body. So initiation means just somebody, if you can do of your own self, well and good. Anybody and everybody is welcome. A blind man needs two eyes to see. If not, then in that case, we need the help of somebody who knows the way, who is competent to do it. And who is competent to do it? Not the Son of Man, mind that. It is the God in him, which is manifest, that has the power to raise our soul above the bodies and mind and matter, with little thought. That costs him nothing. God made all creation with one thought of it. If God manifests at any human pole, of course God resides in every heart. There is no heart without it. But God is not manifest there. Reason why our soul is under the control of mind, mind is under the control of the outgoing faculties, and our attention is diffused into the world outside through the outgoing faculties. We are identified with the world. So we do not know which is that power. That is there, of course. If by withdrawing our attention from outside, then rising above the senses, we open the eye and see that is there. If you shut the doors of the temple of the body, you will see the light of heaven. So this is what it really means, initiation. Before we go to him, our inner eye is closed and our inner ears are also closed. They are sealed, as the scriptures say, you see. So somebody, the God in him, who is manifest, he comes across to those who are really hankering after God. There is food for the hungry and water for the thirsty. Guru appears when the killer is ready, you see. That is a God-made arrangement, no man's arrangement. He sees some child is after him and then he makes some arrangement to bring such a seeker after truth somewhere where he is manifest, and that manifesting God is competent to give him that experience of light and hearing of the music of the spheres. So this is what is meant by initiation. That is why Christ said to his disciples, "Blessed are you who see things what the old prophets and righteous men could not see." Then he said, "Blessed are you who hear things that the old prophets and righteous men could not hear." So there is something of seeing and something for hearing. Hearing the voice of God and seeing the light of God. That is within us already. That is the controlling power which is keeping us in the body. Otherwise we would have run away out of the body. That's all. Two eyes open, two nostrils open. But we cannot. So this is exactly what is meant by initiation. That affection, no religion. We have religions, our school of thought, and we have joined to have this very truth. Truth is one. God is light. And God is music of the spheres. blind man is truly defined by masters as one, not one who has got no eyes on the face, but whose inner eyes close. In the terminology of the saints, a blind man is one whose inner eyes close, always has two eyes on the face. So when you come to him, you are blind. When he gives you a sitting, well, you see light, you testify. So when you return, you are not blind anymore. Now you close your eyes, you see darkness. The one who is competent to remove that darkness, veil of darkness, and the light flows forth, and you testify it is so, well, this is what is meant by initiation. And this here, the ABC starts. This is not the end all by that. When the world's last is end, there it starts. There are so many mansions in the house of our Father. There are physical planes, astral planes, causal planes, super causal planes, and pure spiritual planes in the house of our Father. So, the one who is competent to bring your soul up into the beyond and give an experience of the light of God and hear the voice of God, he is also competent to guide you when you rise above body consciousness and traverse into those planes. It is the God in him what is called God power or the Guru power or the Christ power. This is the ultimate goal before us as a man, and the purpose of joining various religions is only that. And you'll find in each religion a true Christian is defined as one who sees the light of God. A true Hindu or a Sikh or a Mohammedan, anybody, you see, in the scripture you'll find he's one who sees the light of God. We have joined various schools of thought, these are the first step. To remain in some school or college is blessed. But to remain there, not to have that purpose for which you have joined, I think you have not derived the full benefit of joining that particular school. Of course, we have taken the first step for, required for preparation of the ground, that is reading of scriptures, saying prayers, performing certain rites and rituals. The purpose is what? By reading scriptures, we know what Master said on the subject. The right and poor thereof also you can have only when you sit by somebody who knows the way. Those who are simply try to interpret the scriptures at the level of intellect, they cannot do full justice to the word. God is light, they say. But intellect, you say, it is light of intellect. It is substantial light. So, just scope of reading scriptures and there to create an interest in us to have those very experiences what the Masters had in their lives. So by performing, you see, rites and rituals, or saying prayers, means what? To develop love and devotion in us for God. These are good actions. They are required for preparation of the ground, but seeing is still above. Seeing arises to the soul when it is liberated from mind and outgoing faculties. That is how all masters I know thyself. So this is actually what is meant by initiation. When masters come, they don't educate one religion or the other. They simply tell us the highest teaching what all masters gave that we have forgotten and they revive. And who revives? The God in them. That's all. This is what it is required. There is something required for that. Preparate the ground. First, who can unite you with God? Only God's grace alone that can unite you. First, to deny everything to God. Second, there are some preparatory things required, you see. Strict vegetarian diet. Avoidance of all meat, fish, fowl, and eggs. Why? Whereas people think that they have, they give strength. What do the animal need? How strong we are. We count the power by horsepower. Now there's a complaint in the West about the vegetarian diet, you see. About 15 World Vegetarian Conferences have been held so far. One only has been held in India, and 14 have been held in the West. So there's a complaint everywhere for vegetarian diet. They've come to know that it's speeder than we diet. In every respect. This is one reason. Second reason is that we have to control over our passions. Anything the use of which goes to flare of passions, that we have to avoid. That's the main thing. If the doctor comes and advises you not, the patient not to take the solid food, you have to obey. So this is a helping factor. Similarly, we are conscious beings. We have to become more conscious. So anything the use of which goes to make our consciousness marvel, we have to eliminate. All intoxicants, alcoholism. And further, good character. So these are the necessities, helping factors to be initiated. Even if you get ill, don't live up to it. Take heed that the light which is within you is not darkness. So this is what is meant by initiation, and these are the preparatory grounds. There is food for the hungry and water for the thirsty. Maybe as a reaction of the past, or by passing through various vicissitudes in life, by discrimination we know what to do. So this is sort of, you see, hunger with the rest, to have some safe refuge, where to heaven. So such like person in whom this Adya has arisen, God sees, is within us. He makes some arrangement to bring us in contact with somewhere where you can be initiated to the beyond. This is what is meant, that done at the first religion, that the basic principle of all religions, which we have forgotten, that's all. And by parallel study of religions, you'll find like that. We all gave us the same. Light and sound is the way back to God. This is God into expression power, two aspects of it. So remain where you are, no need of changing any religion, you see. Simply, to be true to your own religions. And pity it is that I have met most of the heads, ministers of the various religions. These teachings are there in their scriptures, but they themselves do not know. They know only the elementary steps. And they don't refer about these things. If they do refer, the people ask us, give us please. Then, it's better not to mention about it. So to add a human, we forget, masters come from time to time to revise that very forgotten lesson, you see. So this is no new religion, no new faith, no new formation. This is helping everybody to be true to his own teachings of their own masters to whom we belong. That's all. I think this clarifies what is initiation and what are the happy factors. The requirements for initiation. That's what else?
Thank you,
teacher. No, that's fine. So we have met after a long time, you see, first time in Miami, probably. And if you have any question, to the best in God's grace, I know that will be given out.
Can you clarify karma?
Make what?
Karma, can you clarify it?
Oh, yeah. Karma question. Well, in all scriptures you'll find this subject has been taken up. Somewhere it is clarified in detail, somewhere simply referred to it. And this is due to the fact the scriptures, most of them, were not written by the masters themselves. Most of them. These were written later on. Later on, only by hearsay you can have. Some references are made. In some where they have written that, they have given a full detail of it. So in all scriptures you will find, as you sow, so shall you reap. You see? Action and reaction is there. If you put a seed of pepper underground and water it, what will result? Plant will come out with hundreds of peppers. One seed. If you put some seed of some fruit, you put it underground, you water it, and that will give, praying it will give hundreds of those fruits. So when it hurts, you see, what strikes you, that has reaction. You have one thought and all other thoughts will come up like the pepper or the mango or anything, you see. So there are codes, you see, there are small cause codes in which ordinary cases are finalized in weeks. There are some high codes and peak also, you see, in which the cases continue for years together. Similarly, action and reaction comes from straight up. Just like small cause code, you see, they bear fruit. Sometimes they take longer course. So as we say, we cannot escape the result of this. And that is the cause of reaction. So what happens, you see? Daily we are having some sowing some seed. Any thought which occurs, that is a seed. When it comes into commission, that becomes an action. Really the seed is there in our thought. So thoughts are very potent, you see. They react very strongly. So there are three kinds of karma, you see. One which you do daily. They are called kiremans, you see, daily we do. And the second which are in fruit according to which your present life is based. Wheels are low, I mean the richness and poverty, high position, low, some make very strong effort, they cannot go to the front. Others make little, no, they come up to the front, that's all. Some are very learned people, they cannot earn their livelihood. And others are not so learned that they have hundreds of millions of dollars. So these are something, reactions of the past, which is bear fruit, according to which our present life is based. And there are still some seeds which have not grown as yet, grown into fruit. Those are called in store, karma in store. So these are three, as if there are no end to them. You see, every day we sow seeds, they are bearing fruit, others are still in store. Well, go around, action, reaction, and like that. I tell you, all this is mentioned about Lord Rama, perhaps Ramayana, what you might have heard, that he, after that came Krishna, Lord Krishna, you know. How he died, you know? Krishna was lying in a wilderness, and one hunter was there, there was one eye, you see, in the feet that flash like the eye of an antelope, you see. At a distance, he shot an arrow, you see, that went into his feet and he died. When he came near to his side, Lord Krishna and asked him why. Well, I regret I never meant that, but I thought perhaps it was the eye of a deer or an antelope, that is why. No, don't fear. It is the eye I kill you.
Yeah.
In Lord Rama's case, you see, that is the reaction. If even the incarnation cannot escape the reactions of karma, how can we? So now question arises, is there no hope? There is hope. How? Let me see. You have to say anything? I am going to reply further.
Yes, in pertaining to diet.
Let me finish this.
Yes.
Then the further. So when masters come, what they do? They wind up all actions, all karma. How? There is no end. Action reaction will go on. We see, sow new seeds, some are in fruit, some are in store, again they go on like that. There is no end to that. And even incarnation cannot, I will escape. What do masters do? Those who come up to him, they lay down a line of action. Future life. Yeah. Don't think of anybody, you know, thought, word and deed. Be peaceful. In all your actions, no acting, posing at heart something, saying something like that, not deceiving anybody. And to be chaste, to thought, word and deed, in love all. And do service. These are the actions laid up for future. If you do that, you have no showing.
It's pretty tough.
And your tongue, you see, everything appears to be tough, but still, but there's something more than not that much over, you see. This is for reaction. They give him a contact with the God within, with the light and sound of God within. That goes to nullify, help him inside, you see. They have love for all. Naturally, these things come up, become easier. This is one thing. And those karmas, which are in fruit now, according to which our present life is based, they do not touch it. Otherwise, if they touch it, then the man should die. You see, because our life is based on that. But they do, you see what they do, they give food, bread of life to the soul. They give a contact with the light and soul principle within, that is the bread of life, and the soul becomes strong. What is the result? That these present karmas, which come up sometimes, poverty, sometimes sickness, something this, because the soul is strong, these all reactions lose their pitching effect. Just like there's a fight going on. There are one very weak and the others are very strong. And the weak one gets one blow, he's stunned, oh, he says, I'm killed. And others, they are strong now, well, there are so blows and fighting, we did not even care for that, because they are strong enough. So reactions do come up, but they get the strength of soul by the bread of life, which is coming in contact with the light and some principle within. So present life passed that way. And those in stores, when they come in contact with God, become conscious co-worker of the divine plan, all karmas which are in store, they are burnt away. Just like seeds, if you roast in the heaven, you see, they don't grow up. And this way, how karmas are burnt up. That is why I said, what is the use of going to your master if these reactions are not ended? Just like if you go to the feet of a lion, be afraid of the jackals, what's the use of going to a lion? This is how the karmas are bound up, you see. First, by prescribing certain conduct of life, second, inner contact higher. Like that. You, please?
Yes, I have two questions.
Yes, yes. What should I do?
One was pertaining to diet.
Yes.
We are to abstain from fish, meat, yes, eggs, and etc. Now, must we also abstain from coffee and tea, which has caffeine and
panic
acid?
I did. Coffee, tea, etc., you see, does not give you too much intoxication. Intoxication, they come under the category of intoxication. Goes against the law of health, but does not affect killing somebody. I'll tell you why. You see, that is also sin, strictly speaking. Even to breathe is sin. because we kill so many insects. To walk on earth is also a sin. We trample so many insects on the ground, under the feet. To eat vegetables is also a sin. Let me go further. But each sin has its own value, comparative value.
But must you abstain from the coffee and tea in order to fulfill the work? That's all I'm telling you. That is, strictly speaking,
but that does not give you intoxication all at once to lose your consciousness. You see? For that some use light, etc. That's another thing, but strictly that is against that clause.
Now, one more thing. Must you become a celibate? Must you abstain from sex entirely?
That comes further. One thing that we clarified, that point is not very clear, I think. You have another, this wake up again. Even I was telling you to eat vegetables is a sin.
Yes.
You see?
What, to this eat vegetables is a sin?
I tell you, I said breathing is a sin. That I'm going further more than that.
Yeah.
Why? Just have you patiently here.
What is sin?
I tell you. Sin which stands in the way to have a realization of God, that is a sin. There are least sin and there are grosser sins. For instance, you kill a man, your hand. You kill an animal, you are simply fined because there nobody is going to be hanged for that. You kill birds and insects, nobody cares for this. So why you find in the elements, in the lowest vegetable there is one element, fully dwelt, four are latent. In insects there are two elements dwelt and the others are latent. In birds there are three elements fully dwelt and two are latent. In animals there are four elements fully dwelt and one is latent. In man is all elements are fully dwelt. So it is comparative, you see. What the master say? Live on the least thing, vegetables, you see, or grains, and become conscious co-worker of the divine plan. Only then you can be absolved, you see. That is what we want. The other thing you were just telling, what is that?
Yes, must you become a celibate?
Yes.
You must abstain.
I tell you. Well, it is said, life of continence is required. We must be continuous. Life of continence. That's the control of our senses.
Whether you're married or not.
Yes, both.
Both. I mean, if you're married, then you must abstain.
I'm going further. Have you patience here? I'm going further. You're right. Well, look here. Those who are not married, they should be strictly celibate. One thing. Those who are married, what they should do? They should live up to what the scriptures say. What scriptures say? They say, married life is no bar to spirituality if conducted according to the scriptures. And what do the scriptures say about marriage? They say marriage is not a contract but a sacrament. See? It is God who unites. Let God this unite. It is taking a companion in life. You see? In wheel a row on this earthly sojourn to help each other to know God. That's the highest aim before a man. One duty is of begetting children, maybe. Not 100% duties, you see? And they went so far, I said, husbands should love their wives as Christ loved the church. So this is one part of the show, not everything, you see. But if you've given up to sensuous enjoyment daily, this and that is not helpful for you. So, normal life, life of continence, as described by the scriptures, is very much required. Because, you see, this power is very much, you see, power that is basic of your physical body, your brain, your heart, everything, prolongs life, those who are celibate. But it's a very valuable thing, you see. It is how it is made. They say, from child, what you eat becomes child. From child is, you lose what is called blood. 40 drops of butter gives you 1 drop of blood. This is something, calculation they have made. 40 drops of blood gives you fat. From fat comes the bones, muscles and bones. And from bones further it goes into the pit in the bones, you see. And from that, you see, the last result is come down. So it's a very valuable thing, you see. You must keep your feel very bad, you see. The more you keep it, the more you are given up, the following day you feel very not happy. Your spirits are down. So that way of married life is no water situation. This is given in scripture, all scripture says. Maybe one or two masters who were not married, the majority of them were married, but they are not life as we are given up to all household in heaven. That's one part of the show.
But did not Jesus say that the true marriage is made in heaven?
Of the soul.
Is? Of the thing is soulmates.
They what?
Soulmates.
Soulmates.
Spiritual soulmates, yes.
Yes, that's right. We should, that is the ideal goal, that there be two bodies and one soul. That's it. Mm-hmm. True idea of a marriage. There's not one dragging that way, the other dragging that way, and the divorce courts there hundreds of rupees. Not that. Mm-hmm. Master says soul, you see.
Wouldn't that be the mystical marriage, or the groom taking all?
Look here.
The groom, the one.
Well, look here. This is physical contest brought about by reactions of what we have shown ourselves. Some are children, some are wives, some are husbands, these are reactions of the past. Why not everybody like that? So that would pay out very gladly what we have done, you see. And about the soul, soul has to unite with God. That's the mystical life, marriage. That's how the soul body is in here. Yes, please.
Master, what happens to the person who gets initiation just before death?
Yes.
At that time, to work off the necessary karma, does that soul have to come back as another reincarnation or remain on the astral plane?
I tell you. Well, you see, that depends on the initiate. If when initiated, he has got full faith in the master, he has resigned everything to him. This is such a case we do see, rare of course. Your faith on that, in that case, you see, or his faith, it becomes so strong that nullifies our reactions here, and master does not return to the physical body. If he has done something as a faith in the master, he is not returned. If he has done nothing, you are taken and not. Even then, that soul is cared for, but that cannot go below the man body, because in man body only that seed can grow. This is the concession. If man has done less, not fully, and his desires have been satisfied, if all his desires remain one or two like that, those are also satisfied before leaving. They are placed in the higher planes according to their capacity, and they proceed from further on, not to return. So this is, those who have been initiated, at least beyond the capacity of coming into body again, man body, not go below. Those have done something and got faith in the master, love for the master, other things are satisfied even before death, in one way or the other. And such souls are placed in the planes to which they are fit. But for that is why in Jain we must develop in man body as much as we can. Because in man body we can do things in months what we can do in years later on. The sooner we do, the better. So initiation is a blessing because soul is cared for, you see. Those who have done advanced fully, they go straight up to the first plane, fifth plane, third plane, as they advance. This is about those who have not done anything or done little for them. Yes,
there is no one, I mean, all that same that you were just talking about, then there is no one of us without karma. We always have karma.
Generally, surely.
Always.
Yes.
There's no one that is, say, karma, without karma.
Every day we think that is a karma.
Yes.
The very thought is a karma.
Thought is a karma.
Yes, as I told you. Yes, me.
It's the master.
The block is the five physical senses.
Big one, yes.
The block is the five physical senses.
Yes.
When you recognize that you don't belong to the Lord of the world anymore and you rise, you try to develop to the other senses. Mm. However, Master, this recreation of the spirit makes us completely anew. And are we then heir to karma, even then?
When you are put on the way, you come in contact with the God into expression power, which is light and sound. The more you come in contact with that, the more you become desireless, senseless. That is why you escape reactions.
But then, in our meditation, in bringing in the audible life current,
yes,
the music of the spirit,
yes,
the greatest thing in the world,
yes,
if not all music, vibration, music and color, it's all one light.
Surely.
Are we not light? Are we not a musical note, really?
The whole world is vibration. When there's more vibration, first they say God made world and there was light. And from light proceeds the sound. There are also vibrations. We are in light, but our light is enveloped by, as I told you, if it is. There then you'll find that light and sound principle that is reverberating throughout all creation without closing your ears and without closing your eyes.
One with him, and this is why all the revelations
have,
is it not?
Revelations when you rise above body consciousness, and they grow more and more as you progress. You see, be still, physically and intellectually, and know that you are God.
And the responsibility of living it, of taking dominion, of acting God, not being, just becoming God, but acting it.
First we have to be the lover of God. Love, you see, is one that unites soul, blends the, what is a mystical marriage, becomes one, later, ultimately. Yes, we.
Is there a possibility for any person while living on this earth,
yes,
to become a master?
Yes, I tell you. Last time when I came to the United States, the two children were put on the way. You see, they're small, 6, 7 years old. I asked them what you want. They said, we want to become masters. I told them, you have been put on the way, you develop further, you may be selected as a master. It is God who selects master, not the votes of the public, you see. When he sees fit anybody, and some come as fit already, one principle is transferred from one kali to another. Some are dwelt in their own college, and they dwell there, made professors and then. Principle. So there is possibility. Each man is in the make. Each man has his own background. Some are more ready, others are less. It sometimes happens too. Man is in the make. He has dwelt already sufficiently. Well, he can be selected as a master. That's what it is. Every saint has its past and every sinner a future.
So many are told. And you are chosen.
Yes, those who are given initiation. Many hear these things, they have no desire for that. Out of this, in any town there are millions of people living, but how many come up for this thing? Very few. Because of God, it's God's grace only that works.
Thank you.
Finally,
when are we going to, how can we know we're ready to take that trip to Nirvana?
No, 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 no,
When will we know we're ripe enough that we have...
Oh, that's all right. This question was put up. I tell you. I reply to your question, please. Last time, I was just called before a television, you see, invited there. Some people, some heads of other religions, because they have a reputation like that everywhere, they wanted to just fail me in the presence of all those who had seen the television. They called me, I never knew about that. There is one being in charge of it, I mean, chief editor of a paper. The other was a bishop. The third was a Jew head. Fourth was the IM activity. And fifth was one more. So four, five heads of different religions were there. When I did that, they were standing, you know, alright, we are come to see you, alright, thank you. They, would you mind if we ask you any questions? Most welcome. Well, tell me you are going on. We sat on the table. Alright, tell me please. They put questions. So alright, you put your question, whatever you had. They put questions. Then I replied. Then further I told you if anything further, they put a further question, they were also replied. Later on, there are round table common room conference, you see. Underneath one was just asking the youth for some questions, they were just writing their head to put more questions. But anyhow, last of all, it lasted about 1 hour, this whole thing, the television. Last of all, the bishop asked me, how do we know that we have realized God, the very question you said. You see? And I told him, if you've got pain in your stomach, how do you know that you've got pain in your stomach? There's nothing outside to show, you see. Each man his own witness, testimony. You're on a time, you see, God everywhere, there's no place where God is not. Everybody is within you and you are in everybody. All froth and foam is over the sea and there is still water underneath. You dip in there. These are some examples to show. But how do we know that we know ourselves when we get pain in the stomach? They kept quiet and they said, thank you, you are right. And that television went out everywhere. That went to more name before the people. So this man knows himself best, you see. Others cannot judge properly.
Masters, when the, for instance, I tell my family, come with me, please.
My pardon?
When I say to my family, come with me, please, to Saxon, they say, yes, we love you, we'll listen.
Right.
And every time they have another excuse, which really is a good excuse. Is it my fault, or is it because the Master isn't calling them to come?
Well, they're not ready yet. There's no hunger. The thing is, there's food for the hungry, and water for the thirsty. They will never come up unless God's grace. It is God's grace. By God's grace alone, man can come on the way, not others. So they are not ready yet, that's all. By inducement, love them. This is not your fault, but that's for sure. Yes, please.
I have a question, sir.
Yes, please.
Judging by the outcome of this meeting and what people have been talking about, it seems to me that most people are more concerned about sins, their personal sins.
Yes.
Or crimes against God and fellow man. Now, some people are older than others here. They have sold more wild oats than others. They have sold more wild oats than others. I ask you this question.
Yes.
There are some, most people here are concerned about the burden of sin.
What is sin?
Or karma, what you call
it. Karma, I will explain. What is sin, what you mean to say?
Yes.
Right.
The question I want to ask, sir, reverently, is, does God grant any dispensation of grace to those of us who have been guilty of gross crimes
Yeah.
Such as myself, I have killed hundreds of men.
Yeah.
Now, according to the laws of God, the Lord says, "Thou shalt not kill."
Yeah.
Men are put in a position and forced to kill. Is there any dispensation of grace that God extends to people who have sinned and they have become aware of their sin and they are sorry for their sin and they're trying to find God's favor in forgiving this sin? Now, is there any way that a man can be assured that his karma has been wiped out?
Yes, I understand. There is law of judgment and there is law of grace. Both are there. If a lamp is burning, you see, always there is darkness underneath. If the bulb is burning, there is darkness above. Both are the laws of nature. There is law of judgment and there is law of grace. So law of judgment is what you say. Nail for a nail, and tooth for a tooth. Then nobody escapes. The law of grace, which is dwelt by, I tell you, when you become conscious, beloved of God, the God in man is, because it is God alone who can give that contact with Him. He comes across by some person at whose home God is manifest. He follows him, repents for his past actions. He takes him under his care. Don't you remember the case of Christ when one lady came up, lady of the woman of the town? He went on the earth, you see. He washed his feet in the hair, cleansed the hair. And the Simon over there, he thought, who had stained. Such like master up there, and he became faithless, he became. Why has he got any cognizance with this lady here, with the woman of the town? Then Christ, because they read the heart of others, he said, "Well, Simon, look here." Said, "Yes." "Do you know if a man owes somebody 50 talents, the other 500, and the man who had to take it, he forgives both, to whom he had done more favor?" And he thought, perhaps he is a very overactive master, he wants to conceal his sin. Because each man thinks from his own level, you see. He said, "Yes, those of whom we have forgiven 500. Then he said, "Look here, I came to your house. You did not welcome me, you did not wash my feet. You did not offer me anything. She has come wet with a tear, she has washed my feet, this and that." He says, "Well, I forgive thee, for thou lost much." The law of grace too, you see. Because if you repent, fall down at the feet of God in man. It is God, you see. Well, if God can create all, in that case your reactions are nullified. You see? If, as I told you just now, who is there to forgive sins? Only God. God can forgive sins, is it not? God can. But the point is, in whatever plane we are working, we have to abide by those laws. When we rise above and become conscious worker of the divine plan, all reactions, as I told you, the karma are bound up to this law of grace too, if we are meet. Both are laws. Laws of judgment also. Then no, you see, I tell you, sow a seed, there's a hen before and an egg. Is there any way out? No. There's seed before and a tree. So there's no way out, you see. When you become rise above these levels of thinking, you see, physical, astral, causal, you see, become conscious co-worker of the divine plan, well, all seeds are burnt away and cannot grow. That's all it stands. If a father, suppose your son is there, he has fought with somebody, would you like to send him to the police? you slap him once twice to your own self, but you won't let him go to the police, the internee. There's something like that. So love is the greatest law. Love knows what? Keep my words. So they don't interfere generally like that, but those who are just surrender everything to him, just say it. As I told you, both are the law. Law of judgment is there and law of grace is there too.
But
the master
can take away 4/5 of your karma when you become initiated, and then you're off the wheel.
I tell you how they take away the karma, you see.
Yeah.
Law of Shimti is there. That's another thing. But at the time of initiation, what the master does, as I explained to you before, future lays down a certain line of conduct. Present reactions, what they are improved, they don't touch it. They give back life to the soul. They become strong. Pinching effect is gone. And when they give in a contact with him, the light and sound, etc., they become conscious kuvarkar of the divine friend. All previous karmas are bundled. This is all. His greatness lies in the fact we cannot rise above body consciousness. With little thought of his, you see, he raises his soul maybe 10, 20, 100 sometimes. All rise up and sit, give contact with God. That soul which is bent down, you see, under the burden of karma, that is raised. I think that costs him nothing. See, for motion, thousands of animals are others drink water, will it be? I've been diminished, no? So he's carrying the souls. Jaya is the pairing source of God, the God in him. Out of Shinti, law Shinti is there, then you contact. But if that power is not there, how can you see the light of God? That is there.
Master, with patients die under a surgeon's knife, and as the surgeon gets older and more experienced, he looks back and finds that he made mistakes. Now, because he's got to get practice and learn, and he tries his best, but now, have those doctors made their karma for themselves, or is this the...
I tell you, as I told you, even breathing is sin, I explained to you. He has learned to see this anatomy, if you want to mean, if I understood correctly. They apply anatomy on dead bodies. You see? When the soul is gone. On that to learn how to analyze, how to anatomy by surgery, etc. First of all, they apply on dead bodies. In the hospital you find like that. And further, sometimes they have to kill little insects, some frogs, and this and that thing. That is a sin. But that sin is being committed to save higher lives. You see? Higher lives are met. So that is sin, but there is no absolving, you see, unless you become conscious over the divine plan, as I told you. So that is for something higher, you have to do something lower. That goes to, but for no selfish motive, but just to help other humanity to be fit physically. So that man's body, which is considered to be the highest in all creation, you see, that should be maintained and he should know how to know God on that purpose. Next one.
Prayer have any effect on karma?
Surely. Prayer, which is, which comes out of the heart, not such forms of praise, I tell you. You are simply reverberated, you see, by lips, has no connection with the heart. The prayer which comes out of the heart, you see, heart becomes full of love and tears roll down from the eyes. That's the sign. Such like prayer in heart that nullifies, reacts, counteracts. But how strong it is, that's the point. Everybody prayer is not heard because it does not go from the heart. Simply professional sake and like only, oh God, lips have to do nothing, heart has nothing to do with it. Then such like prayer does not help. The prayer helps very wonderfully. with all human efforts faith, then the prayer succeeds. But that prayer before should be before a competent person, in whose competency you have got faith. It is from a weaker man praying before a stronger. So if you pass, you read in Bible, it is comes there. Christ said somewhere, well, look here, if you pray God, He may give you or not give you. If you pray God in My name, He may give you. But if you pray to Me, you will surely have it. What is the difference between these three statements, you see? Because if you pray to God, we are not fully settled, there is a God. You simply say something with no motive or no ideal before you. You say if you pray God in My name, that is also not very strong faith. You are depending to something else. But if you see the God in Him, that must be good to you. That is good. Well, what is your problem? Yes?
What can I do to get away from all that bad thinking when I meditate? Can't seem to concentrate.
Yes. You see, there's a way when you come to a master, he gives way for that. Two ways. One, by self-introspection, keep a diary. The other, he gives a contact within. You see? Both things together help to make a man, even a robber, to be saints. Then hope. And they told you every saint has its past and every sinner future.